Blog Talk Radio.
Started again with Happy Feelings. You must know Frankie Beverly and May is going to be right here. They touch down right here in Chicago on the 17th, which is tomorrow, and 18th, family. If you're in Chicago, get your tickets and don't delay. You got to be there. Frankie Beverly and May, Happy Feelings. Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Funky Beverly and Maze right here on the Love Journey family. Yes, they're going to be right here in Chicago on the 17th and the 18th. Get your tickets. All right, family, we're going to go right into the forgiveness meditation with Ayana Benzant.
Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so. That you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release. Knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. A slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed. Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
All right, good morning, good morning. Tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janann Ingram. We're about to play some Reverend Ike before we open up the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. You can't talk about money and not bring Reverend Ike into the experience. I tell you, Reverend Ike, make money work for me.
You know, some of you people, you never learn economics. I never studied economics in school either, but I have learned how to work with material economics, but most of all, I have learned how to work with cosmic economics. And that's what we teach here. And you, some people never dream or visualize themselves at that point where they can have money working for them. You are not designed to go through this world working for money all of your days in this dimension. Before you leave here, you should reach that point where money is working for you. I'm telling you folks, some of you, something here that was never told to you before. Some of you know it. Most of you don't. Most people think that all their days they've got to work for money. But you never really get into big money until you have your money working for you. You see, and that's the big thing about having money, but not letting money have you. In your visualization, see yourself with saving certificates, interest-bearing accounts. See yourself with the right stocks and bonds. Now, don't go down and put your money on wrong stocks. This is why you must begin in your mind and tune into divine ideas so that you will be led and guided. And don't give your money to the first glib investment counselor that comes along. Be guided from within. And I see it here now. I visualize it for many of you, and I feel many of you accepting it now. And mark my word on this. Inside of the next 12 months from this date, and I want you to write this date down right now. All of you who don't have, some of you who may not have a paper and pencil with you, when you get home, write down this date. Write down this date and write with it, I see myself having money working for me. Repeat that with me. I see myself having money working for me. Let me give you the prophecy. For the divine fortune teller in your mind says to you, before these things spring forth, I tell you of them. Inside of 12 months from this date, some of you who never knew anything about having money to work for you are going to come back up here on the same platform. And you're going to write me. And you're going to tell me, Reverend Ike, I have some money working for me. How do you think rich people got rich? By working for money? You never get rich. You never get wealthy by working for money. You only get wealthy by having money, what? Working for you. Some of you have never had this told to you before. And pardon me for being racial, but especially you black people. But you know what Brother Seabrook said about Big Daddy Green Power. He'll turn you on. All right. And I want to say this again, and I want to be redundant. I'm telling you something that's very important. I'm telling you something right now some of you never heard before, and some of you will never hear in church. All you'll ever hear where you go is pie in the sky, by and by when you die. But I'm teaching you how to get the pie before you die. And if you get some pie, you won't die so soon. You won't have to wait for the chariot from the sky. You'll be singing Swing Low, Sweet Cadillac before you leave here. I'm turned on to an idea, and I feel a lot of people turning on with me. I want to say this again. Please listen to this. If you ever heard anything, if you ever let anything remain in your big head, you are not supposed to go all the way through this world having to work for money. Two things should happen. You should get to that place where you work not because you have to, but because you want to. So here again, you're not supposed to go all the way through this world having to work. You should get to the place where you work because you want to, not because you have to. The next thing, you are not supposed to go all the way through this world, and please put this on television. You're not supposed to go all the way through this world having to work for money. You should reach that point where your money works for you. Get busy in your visualizations and visualize yourself in those two conditions. And I declare unto you that if you visualize yourself in this condition and see yourself having money working for you and working just because you want to and not because you have to, it will happen to you. Let me give you some affirmations for this right now. I see myself in the position where I work because I want to and not because I have to. I see myself in the position where my money works for me instead of me having to work for money.
Right, you tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with me and Ingram. All right, we're going to put on a little Kim. Well, we wait for Chassie to get on. Yeah, she's on. Oh, why don't I play Kim? This is Kim, family. I just want to remind you again, this is the Love Journey, and I am Janine Ann Ingram, your love experience with Janine. This is Kim. Set me free. That was Kim right here on the Love Journey. I'm about to bring in our sister so we can open up the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Miss Chastity, hey, Wells, come on, come on, come on. Let's break it.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh, I don't get McFadden and White here today. I should have played it myself. All right. Hey, y'all, happy Friday, happy Friday, happy Friday. I'm super
I'm on my way to the airport. That's why I didn't play your phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I should have already had my jams in my head. Listen, I woke up ready for this, so we good. So I'm super excited about today and getting us ready for Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Happy Friday, family. Happy Friday to everyone on the line here. Give me 1 second here. I'm still, like, multitasking, setting something else up on my other line. So, listen, guys, we are actually covering our book here, Abundance Now, which is by Lisa Nichols, Abundance Now. This book is helping us amplify our life, achieve prosperity today. I'm super excited about us in this book and just moving along in our book. And just growing. We're actually still in the first chapter with getting ready for our transformation. I do want to start us off here today and just really be mindful of where we are in this space. And I really honor every last person that's on the call here and the transformation and the steps people are actively making. I appreciate the text messages, the calls, everything that I'm receiving offline. But it really, really, really is about our community, about all of us growing. So though I have tons of conversations offline with people that can last up to an hour on the things that have been implemented in your personal lives, I really, really, really want us to be mindful and really share, because it's really not about just telling me. Right? Because I agreed to doing this with Janine because it was like taking our private conversations and bringing it public, right? And it was really to create a platform for us all to really be able to grow in a space that creates a better life. Like Reverend Ike said, in this world, we're not supposed to be slaving for money or anything else like that. So this community is really about us growing together. So I say all of that to say this. I would love for you all who are actually putting in the work to unmute your line and share as we're going through this. Don't wait until later and call me and tell me. Listen, I'm just as jacked up and excited about it. We can spend that hour later, but I really, really, really want other people to hear it. And then also, I want us to all be mindful of the time that we're sharing, that we're not promoting our own personal brands and businesses during this time. This time is about the book, about Abundance Now. And let's keep all of our comments to between 2 and 3 minutes because people are really transforming on this line, and I'm super excited about it. I'm so super excited and jacked out of my mind about how people are really growing. But I understand, just like when we go to church, family, and you know how a lot of us used to do like the, what was it called, testimony, and we used to do it on here too. And a lot of people grow from testimony. So that's really the whole point. So don't feel like, oh, nobody wants to hear from me and I want to give other people time. No, you wouldn't do that at church. Don't do it here. That's really the whole point. None of us are able to hear how many people are on the line. So just share. I just really want to encourage you from my heart to yours to share this morning. As we open up Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, continuing in our book, Abundance Now by Lisa Nichols, picking up here where we had left off last week, just want to highlight a couple things that we picked up, and then we're going to continue on because I really would like for us to close out or as close as possible to this first chapter and moving on there. And I get it. It is quiet during this first chapter. Excuse me. Steve Harvey promised us that Lisa Nichols would be in our face and about actionable steps, and I get it. Actionable steps with dates and us professing certain things can make it a world scary for all of us, right? But I'm just as scared in my own personal transformation as you all are. So the whole point is for us all to be able to share with one another. But I'm going to make sure we start covering more ground because I don't want it to get redundant, especially for those who are, a little more nervous in sharing. So, after we cover these points, we'll just kind of move forward and talking about what our financial targets are, our legacies are, the tangible rewards that we're striving for, and just learning how to be still in our own bodies, family. And that's what we'll conclude at. But where we left off with last week and the previous week was just talking about who in our family we need to reach out to. Remember, we talked about that. Who in our families we need to reach out to. We also, family, are always still working on making those two actionable goals that you'll accomplish over the next 90 days where you'll actually be able to earn additional income. I'm going to bring that up every single week because 90 days is rolling, right? So if you didn't do it 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago when we talked about it, you still can jump on the bandwagon this Friday, June 16th. So definitely, I just really wanted to remind us of that and just keep moving in this space. Then we also talked about are you getting what you need from your friend circle? And we really had some really good, powerful conversation on that. But I would love for us to pick up and move forward from here. And we are on page 31, family, page 31. Do you design your destiny? Of course, the first step towards designing your ideal career and business is to get crystal clear. There go that word again, family. Crystal clear about what you want. So remember, about our designing our lives, we can't just say, oh, I want to make more money. Oh, I want to do X, Y, Z. Oh, I'm going to be a millionaire or whatever the case may be. We have to be very crystal clear on how we're going to do it, right? Or not how always, but what does that really look like? What does that really look like? What does that extra money look like? Does it look more like an additional $5,000 a month? Does it look more like an extra $10,000 a year? We have to become very clear. We have to become crystal clear in order to manifest it, right? Determine those activities, skills, relationships, and accomplishments you would like to fill your day. Envision the perfect workday, family, and jot it down and what you'll be doing, the kinds of people you'll be interacting with, and the kinds of activities you'll be involved with. One way to be sure you fill your day with joyful, satisfying work is to focus on your outstanding ability. that one thing you do so well, that's so much fun for you, you can hardly believe that people pay you for it. Oh, my God. Can you imagine living that life? It gives you financial stability and abundant lifestyle you crave. Rearrange your business if you must, right? Rearrange your business if you must, or your work with management to recreate your job so you can focus on it. And finally, resolve to take the steps to do it, okay? One of the steps that one of the things that I really enjoy was she said in Designing Your Destiny is begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. And I think that that's just one of those things that we should have in everything that we do, whether it's our work relationship, our personal relationships, our business relationships, whatever it is, begin with the end in mind. I think that's absolutely important for us to understand so we know how to get through certain hurdles and what we're really doing. Other than that, you become like a ship without a rudder. You're just out here floating, and that's crazy. That's not a purpose-driven life, okay? Then we just talked about think about the abundant life you want to lead 5 years from now, even 3 years from now. How well do you want to live? What do you want to own? Do you want to grow your own business? If so, how much revenue do you need to fund that growth? And what exactly would you spend that money on? Determine how much you'll need to earn from your wages, your business revenue, or proceeds from your investments to pay for it. Okay? Another point that I love that she said here in this next category was don't plan your future life based on the money you're earning now. I thought that was powerful because that really it helped enlarge my territory as well. Don't plan your future life based on the money that you're earning now. That will limit your envision for yourself. Play full out. Plan full out and then play full out. So she wants us to plan full out and then play full out. So that's really, really, really important for us to look at it that way. If you want a breathtaking home, drive a luxury car, travel first class, which is so much the only way to travel, or fund a philanthropic endeavor, research how much money it'll take. If you want to send your children to college, pay down your mortgage, fund a sizable investment account, or start your own business, calculate those costs too. Then create a strategy that earns that amount or more. It's important that we're honing our money-making skills by taking action on those activities that will meet our income goals, that will get us closer to our ideal lifestyle than simply dreaming it. It's super important that we do that. It's super, super important that we do that, guys. What are the financial targets that we're creating for the life you want? What are your financial targets for creating the life that you want? So your investments and future legacy. While investment goals should align closely with your income goals, they should also go one step further and include the legacy that you want to leave behind for your heirs and others. What financial legacy do you want to leave behind? Your philanthropic endeavors and life of service. Determine how you want to serve others. Find out first what ignites your fire. Decide what makes your heart sing. Right? So it's time for us to really start living from our heart, deciding what makes our heart sing. Sometimes it takes a little investigation, and often this investigation reveals opportunity right in front of you. For instance, Lisa's clients and students may want to work with children. Their dream is to travel to Mexico or Africa and build orphanages and schools. My answer to them is always, what about the children in your own backyard? What are their needs? So she just reminds us just to do those type of things. Start locally. Do the research. Figure out what it needs to move forward in that regard. And just helping us really play full out, not just in just work But she's challenging us from our family relationships, friend relationship, mentor relationships, all the way to investments, right? Even the jobs that we're on, family. To use your job as an investment to invest into what you're moving to in your life. We have to learn to look at everything as an investment in our lives, family. Then next, I'm going to talk about the physical rewards. And then I'll open it up for any of you who want to share some of the things that really highlighted for you in these. And then if not, then we'll just kind of continue on and just hit some of the points that I brought up. And then just kind of go from there. So then we have our physical rewards. A physical reward should do several things. It should inspire you to stay laser focused on generating the means to acquire other tangible rewards. It should make you feel good about what you have accomplished so far. It should inspire those around you to emulate your focus without copying you. I thought that was dope. I thought that was super dope. Because sometimes people can say that they're inspired by something, but they're really just trying to be a carbon copy of what, you know, the universe has spoken into your heart. And so that normally doesn't work out or serve that person. And it can be very frustrating for some people, especially if you have a personality like mine, right? I'm just being honest, family, this morning. I'm just being honest. So we do have that. And it should be something that evokes a sense of gratitude in you. Every time you walk into the home you purchased or start up your own luxury automobile or wear that piece of designer jewelry, your physical rewards is that your car, your possessions, your home, your community where you live, and the trappings of your rich and rewarding lifestyle should be used as an acknowledgement of your achievement. They should not be used to fabricate who you are or be a band-aid to mask your emotional pain. And I think that's absolutely important for us all to really understand that these different possessions, while good in their own right, right, and they show our sense of accomplishment and where we've come from, it's not the ideal of it is not for us to use it as a mask of our own pain, you know, trying to get this Bentley to prove who we are or this new 550 Mercedes or whatever the case may be. That's not what it's about. It's really just about celebrating who I am and celebrating about who you are and your success and what you were able to achieve in your life, making us feel good. That's what it's all about. It's feeling good, family. Then she just kind of keep moving forward with that. It's just about being authentic with your outward life and making sure that it mirrors the message that you feel about yourself on the inside. Financial stress has no place in true abundance. Okay? Financial stress has no place in true abundance. So it's really mindful that we stay mindful of how we are loving on ourselves, attaining our wealth, and just showing up in our own lives, but just not leaving ourselves in a place that is leaving us feel bound and trapped because of trying to attain these things. So I know we were able to cover a couple different points here, but I just really, really, really just want to create the atmosphere for all of us to be able to chime in, because obviously what may ignite one person may not ignite someone else. So whereas peers in your social circle may not have been your thing, maybe being more mindful of your mentors and advisors was your deal, and you really want to share about that. But let's talk about it. Press star 6 if you are on a teleconference, or press 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio, and just talk about some of the things that you were able to experience in these last few pages, in your experience, anything that you would love to stay committed to, or just be mindful, or if it blessed you in any way. I think I hear somebody.
Good morning, Chastity.
Happy Friday.
It's your mommy in Cleveland.
Oh, I
always enjoy you. Good morning, Love Journey family. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm on my way to the office this morning. truly blessed to be a part of the Love Journey family as I continue through my journey and my love journey most of all. Thank God for my daughter, Chastity, who inspires me yet to be the woman of God that he has created me to be. Yet inspired with the book Lisa has written, one of the things that has stood out for me, just writing down all the accomplishments that I've made and being intentional in the things that I want as I progress through the, and I kind of measure my life in like 10-year decades. So what I plan and been able to manifest and to feel free and loving the life that I live and living the life that I love and knowing that God gave me the ability to manifest that and all of the things that I've heard and been a part of in the love journey has helped to create that. So I thank God for that as we continue through the book. I oftentimes don't say anything in the morning. I just kind of step back and listen to everyone else comment because I don't want people to think it's a mommy and daughter show because it's not. Loving you, Chastity. Happy Friday, Love Journey family.
I love you too, Mom. I love you too. Thank you so much. But, you know, when you get an opportunity, I would love, love, love for you to talk about some of the actionable steps that you were able to do and what you were able to manifest. Because remember, we all had the commitment of writing down two things over the next 90 days, and you got really, really crystal clear and laser focused about some areas in your life. But I would love for you to be able to share that and just what it took for you to move out of your own way to create the space of where you're living now and the things that you're doing. So I'm not going to pressure you to do it right now, but I guess after someone else, I'll allow someone else to share, and if no one else picks back up, I would love for you to share it because I think it's really important, Mom, and for everyone to hear each other's testimony because one person may really relate to you because you are an elder in the community, and they may look at me as, oh, she's just young and fiery and crazy little girl or whatever the case may be. But then to hear it from a seasoned person like yourself, Mom, it can really inspire someone else on the line like, oh, my God, if she still did it and she's at retirement, like, Lord, I ain't even thinking big enough, you know. So I just really want to encourage you to be able to share that. But I'll open it up for someone else, and then if no one else has anything or after them, Mom, I would love for you to be able to share those actionable steps and how your life has transformed most recently. Did anybody else have anything that they wanted to share? Press star 6 if you are on the teleconference, or press 1 if you are on Blog Talk Radio. That sounded really country, Blog Talk Radio. So, yes, I'm super excited about all of this. I mean, everything really, really, really is life transforming. It's just us, really about us doing the work and how do we show up in our own lives and just being really, really, really committed to the commitment of ourselves, not just talking about it, but really being committed to ourselves, right? I enjoy the dialogue from everyone, but I think it's even greater when we're actually putting in the work because that's when it really does matter. Because if anybody know me, I can read a book and then talk to myself about it and be excited about my own goals. So I'm sorry, did somebody try to chime in?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Claudette Reddick here. And I just want to say good morning to the Love family. And
happy
I think
Friday.
It's wonderful that mother and daughter are talking, you're making moves, because we can learn from each other. And you bring even broader perspective. You know, you got a chance, you're starting out, and here she is, having gone through life experiences, deciding that she too can change, which is powerful, the comments that you make, and I personally appreciate it, because that's when you think, it's too late, here's an opportunity in front of you to begin again, to pick your financial life back up, and keep it moving, because you ain't dead yet. Well, I thank you and your mom for sharing and letting us know there's hope. And you know, there are many aspects you can operate on. You don't just have to do one thing, or you can't do them all at once, but begin somewhere. And I like that. Thank you. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you so much.
Is that your mother's last name, too?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you, girls. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Miss Claudette. Thank you so much.
You are.
I hear somebody else talking. Is somebody else talking?
Yeah. Yeah. Good morning, Chastity. How are you? It's Mama Joy. Good morning, Love Journey.
Hey, Mama Joy. Happy Friday.
You know, I was really happy Friday to you. Yeah, that seems to be the word. Happy Monday. Happy Tuesday. Happy Wednesday. I guess that's a good concept to grab hold to remember. That's what you're in for the whole day. Are you? That's the place that you want for the whole day. Mm-hmm. Be happy, right?
Yes.
I want to let you know that you're rich with your mom supporting you and being there for you. That's another kind of abundance. But my comment this morning is to say thank you for your faithfulness to this project, because it puts me right in my face for my finances and my 90-day challenge. Just a brief confession, you know, when I was ill, I got behind. I was ill for really, really bad for 3 years and got really behind with my taxes and my financial disciplines. But with you being here every Friday, you and Lady Love, and with this 90-day challenge, and I'm so glad I got on this morning and said, I got to get back to it. So I have started sorting out the boxes and all the letters and the mail that I haven't opened up in two years or more. Well, I've got all my everything sorted out. I have to be very prayerful because it's sometimes, Chastity, it's not easy to look at yourself and how ragged your personal finances and things are. You'll be struggling, just flabbing in the water. So I heard your mom speak about, you know, how she's itemizing it. So I have started that to some degree, but now I can see that's something that I have to be faithful to as well. But I must admit that I am unloading a lot of papers that I've put in, you know, for my taxes, put in for my all of my backlog, all of the receipts. It's just a mountain, but I must admit that it really is refreshing when I start seeing the boxes go out the door, when I see the bags of shredded documents go out the door rather than piling up on me. I have someone that comes in with help me at least once a week. So sometimes you got to spend a little money to get your order together. But I'm happy to say that I'm going through the jungle of getting my life in order, and the path is becoming clear. And I just want to thank you for your faithfulness in reminding me, because I'm going to be able to have a testimony at the 90 days, because at the 90 days. So I'm working on it, okay? And I just want you to know that, okay? So thank you, love. Don't be afraid of your mess. Just know that, you know.
That's right.
That there's a blessing. It's a blessing. Thank you.
Oh, Shay, thank you so much. And that's really the whole point of it. Thank you so much, Mama Joy. Thank you so much, Claudette. It's just for us all to share, because we all learn from one another. And Mama Joy, you said it so eloquently. It's scary for all of us, right? And it's not easy
right.
to look at your mess. It's not
you
easy
know
to
what
look at it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not only not easy to look at it,
mm-hmm.
but it was a real personal hell for me to have somebody to come in and help me work through it. You know, everything with me is private. I don't want people in my business. But when your business gets to the point till it's madness and there's no peace with this, you know, you just got to trust somebody. And so I have someone to help me with that. But that's something that I hate to do. And sometimes, you know, we have to understand that everyone needs help in something. And so I thank God for the love journey and also for my growth and maturity and asking for help to help me stop drowning myself. And that,
I love it.
It's a lot of fear.
That made me smile, Mama Joy, because I know how daunting that task is to ask for help, and that's something that I can really feel in your spirit, that you're moving out of that space and you're doing it, and you've been talking about it, and just to hear you doing it more and more, it makes it worth the commitment of staying committed to this part of the commitment and us all going through this together, for those type of things right there. Because that's where everything starts, is asking for the help and being honest with ourselves and actually taking the time to really start going through our own mess and our own stuff. And that's the only way we really grow. So I just honor you in that, and I thank you so much for your honesty and just being transparent in that this morning as we continue to go through life now. Because we truly can have an abundant life now. All right. So, go ahead.
Good morning. Happy Friday. I love there's a don't be afraid of your mess. I love that. I just want to reiterate that. Don't be afraid of your mess, because your mess can be a message. Don't be afraid of your mess. I love
it.
That could be a topic all by itself. I just wanted to shout that out. That's tweetable. Don't be afraid of your mess. I'm complete.
Yes. Yes, God. Don't be afraid of your mess. Because that's true. One of our mess, what we consider, it really does become a message for each and every one of us. So that's why I love sharing. Even though I was not like that in the beginning, I was just like, oh my God, I just couldn't believe it. And how jacked up I was looking at myself as. But then I just was like, okay, either you let this baggage stay like this, or we're going to start diving in and trying to figure it out. So I think that's the cool part of Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Mom, if you're still there and you haven't made it to work yet, I know it's almost at the top of the hour. You're probably about to scramble inside that building. But I would love for you to share your actionable steps that you started to take and what you just recently manifested, if you don't mind sharing, because you're a person who is at retirement age, and you didn't have to do the things that you just manifested, but it was a part of some goals that you wanted to do, and I just really would love for you to be able to share that with other people, because you were very, very, very intentional and very clear, and you did that darn thing, and I honor that in you, and I just would love for other people to hear it, because I'm sure you would speak to a whole nother bracket of people that just may, you know, look at me as like, you know, their niece or their kid's age or something like that. So I think you could really speak to that.
Okay, Chastity, I'm not yet out the car, so I'm going to just share a little bit because I really do have to go inside the office. One of the things everyone knows that I've been talking about retiring and having this 36-month plan. So it started, I want to say, when we start talking the overcoming under-earning, I decided then I had about 6 credit cards open. I had a line of credit open, $10,000. And all of these things, I decided that I was closing out all of that. No more charging, no more living life like that, going places, spending money, just being intentional on my money. So I closed out all of those cards, every last one of them. I have no line of credit open anywhere, so I decided to be intentional. The next thing I decided, I needed a certain amount of income to be comfortable as I retire. So I came with the 36-month plan. I decided that I needed to increase my income $10,000 in order to get the most out of my retirement when I retire in 36 months. So how do I do this? I'm in a job that I'm 30 years in, and I need another plan. So what do I do to get this money to make sure that I'm comfortable in the 36 months when I retire? How do you put $10,000 more into your salary in order to have that as a part of your retirement money? So I did some intentional. Well, God kind of knows my heart, not kind of. He does know my heart. And what I decided to do was to write a proposal to my agency and just kind of start putting myself out there, just stop being afraid of just stepping out and showing people my talents and who I am as a woman in human services. So long story short, I'm starting a new position on the 26th. I'm getting that $10,000 raise that I talked about, and I am intentional about having my salary the way I need it to be when I retire. So credit cards gone, no more credit cards, no more living out of my means that way, being able to have a savings and be comfortable when I do retire in the 36 months. So, yes, looking at our mess, because I created a mess, I actually thought I thought that living out of credit card debt, and the more credit card debt you had, the more abundant life that you had. Because people kind of showed in my generation that, you know, if you could charge things, if you can look good, if you can have the best car, but you're in debt. And I did not understand that that debt was what was smothering me. It was keeping me from being the woman that I really wanted to be, because I was creating a facade that I wanted others to see, oh, she's living this good life. But credit card debt, all of that stuff, I had to let it go. So now I'm intentional with my money. I have a plan. I hired a lawyer, Cosmo, yes, love him. And I'm intentional about everything I do now. So that being said, I'm going to go on in here and I'll start my day. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Mommy. Have an absolutely wonderful day. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you so much. It just made my heart just absolutely smile because I know that it's going to resonate for someone else. So thank you so much for sharing. So I know we're closing into the top of the hour. Did anyone else have anything that they wanted to share and what's been working for them or some of the things that they wanted to highlight before we close out, whether it's your physical rewards or the financial legacy you want to leave behind, any of those different things? All right. Well, we are at the top of the hour, and I'm really excited about just everything and what everyone really did take the time to really share on the line. And thank you so much for the words of affirmation and love as far as just being able to listen to the relationship my mom and I have just cultivated and, you know, the love journey giving us more of a platform to even talk about more things than just what's going on at work for her or what's going on with me in business or anything else like this. This really does give us both an opportunity to share a little bit more. So I say all of that to say, hey, I think somebody might need to press star 6 on their line or press mute on your phone if you rumbling around or whatever. I know we all getting ready for work or whatever the case may be, but I just want to make sure we all can hear. Thank you. But I say all of that, and I'm always encouraging my mom to continue to share just because it does give us more of a platform to be able to share different things and my mom and I to have those different conversations and to be transparent in front of you all. I've grown to a point in my life where I'm not embarrassed about certain things anymore. I used to be very, very, very private. I'm still private, but I'm learning to share the things because, like Janine just said, in my mess there is a message. So as I continue to grow and I cultivate certain relationships that inspire me to grow and share more, I'm using that more to do it. And so I really am just excited, even for my mom, to get on here to share and inspire other people as well, because my mom really is at the point of retirement. I mean, she just celebrated 30 years at her job and her level of commitment. And as we all know, we've all you know, she's worked longer than that probably. Well, yes. And I just think it's awesome just even at that point of retirement to look and get really intentional. And here's a woman, and I'm just saying it from this standpoint because I really want to just encourage you all. Here's a woman that I've always looked up to as just the bomb, and she could do anything. But to see a person who wouldn't face certain things, or we would just pray about it and act like it would just fugazi and just go away, to see a person go from that space to, oh my God, we really got to face this bad boy. We ain't about to blame this on the devil. We ain't about to blame this on nobody else. We going to take responsibility and we going to make an actionable step. And then within a year's time, manifested another $10,000 and put herself in a greater position of where she really desires to be before she walks off from something she absolutely enjoys doing. So I just really wanted to share that because we're all in different places in our lives. You know, with me in business and just doing a whole different type of thing and my mom doing something else and she's on the exit part of working, I just think it's phenomenal for us all to be able to capture what it looks like here, what it looks like there, what it looks like in between, and just be inspired in all of it. And just remember, family, invite your friends and family to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Remember to invite them to the love journey because that's how you cultivate greater relationships, right? Because we talked about that. We did the survey. Are you able to share deeper? And if you're not, why not? Invite them onto these different things that you're doing as you're growing because it gives you a greater space to be able to cultivate and talk and to share it, which is why you'll hear my friends, my brothers, and different people on there because I really want to have rich and meaningful relationships and conversations. So I say all of that to say is just inspire us all this weekend just to live your God-best life. Stay intentional. Stay focused. Remember that this life is all about you. We create our lives. We create our lives. And remember, I've quoted a quote not too long ago. We create our lives, but only the rich will admit it. Only the rich will admit it. So don't ever give up on yourself. Yeah, that was by Earl Nightingale. That we're all self-made, but only the successful will admit it. So be self-made in a successful way this weekend. Until we speak again, family, I love each and every one of you. I am Chastity A. Wells. Thank you so much for sharing this space with me as we continue to go through Abundance Now with Lisa Nichols. We will pick back up next week. Going back over our playtime, guys, because we really need to be mindful of making sure after we set all these goals that we are planning some playtime with for ourselves and our family. And learning to be still. So we'll pick up there. That's going to be page 35, and then we'll continue out and hopefully finish up in chapter 1 or as close as possible during that. So I would love for each and every one of you to be able to chime in and pick back up with me there. And if you hadn't started writing down your two actionable steps over the next 90 days, do it now. Text me if you like. Text me your goals. I would love just to be your friend in this space. My direct contact is 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600. I am here for all your insurance needs as well. I love you all. Thank you so much. Oh, and shout out to Jackie. Happy birthday, Jackie. Happy birthday, Jackie. It's your birthday. Go, Jackie. It's your birthday. This Gemini season, y'all. So I knew it was her birthday today, so I just thought about that. I wanted to shout her out before I jumped off of here. I love you all. Thank you so much.
Hey, Cassidy.
Hey.
Cassidy.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am. Can I do this right quick?
That's good.
Hey. Oh, it's not loud enough. Can you hear it? Oh, it didn't come out as loud as shit ass. It's supposed to be a big clap for you. Great job. Love you.
You rock, Mama Joy. Thank you so much.
That's a little better. Wow. Can't stop it now. Go.
It don't need to stop. That's why. That's why. I'm all right with that. It'll make my heart smile. I love it.
All right.
Thank you, Mama Joy. You rock.
Welcome,
you have
heart.
An amazing weekend. Thank you.
Good job.
All right, all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned into the Love Journey, and you've been listening to the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. That was Chastity A. Wells, family. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm Janina Ingram. This is your love experience. I want to say thank you for tuning in like you do each and every day. I want to thank you for all the places you could have been. You chose to be right here on the Love Journey. Also, I want to send a big shout out and a whole lot of love to Miss Jackie Cradle. It's her birthday. It's her birthday. We're going to party like it's her birthday. Ah!
Hey.
And I want to send a lot of love, love, love out to Linda. She had a birthday a couple of days on the 13th, and she's getting married tomorrow. Yay! So, family, send a lot of love to Linda, because not only did she have a milestone birthday, which is her 50th birthday, but she is getting married in her 50th year. All right, she putting it down all the way down. Yeah, she doing it big, family. So she will be getting married on the beach in Virginia. I want you all to send lots of love to her wedding day, which is tomorrow. And if you're in Chicago and you don't have nothing to do, Frankie Beverly and Mays right here on Saturday and Sunday. You should get you some tickets and don't delay, because you don't want to miss Frankie Beverly and Mays. All right, family. I just want to say thank you, Chastity. You did a phenomenal job. And Miss Wells is my shiro, shiro, shiro. When I grow up, I want to be just like Miss Wells. Yay! She is so amazing. I love, love, love her testimony. Just the fact that she said, okay, I got like 36 months. I want to retire. She was intentional. She said, let me make a plan. And she worked her plan, baby. It works when you work it. So I just want to say thank you for that. And Mama Joy, today's takeaway for me is don't be afraid of the mess. Woo! Because your mess can be your mess. You know, I know I add that little part to it, but don't be afraid of your mess. I love it, love it, love it. We do have to look straight ahead into the mess and say, let me do what I got to do and fix it. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm loving the message today. It's so poignant to me. Don't be afraid of my mess. All right, family. You know, what I thought about is so many times we're afraid of our mess because we only learn to survive. We don't really learn to thrive. And so in this love journey experience, what I'm learning to do is stop just surviving, but learning to thrive. And that's what happens when you move from survival to thriving. You got to look at your mess, because it's the mess that keeps you in survival mode and not thriving mode. So let's look at our messes, y'all. And each mess might be different for each person, but let's look at our mess this weekend and let's decide to make that mess a message. Also, I want to invite people to do the exercise. If you have not done the exercise that is in chapter one and download the resource and really assess the people in your circle, it is so important to do that. I invite you to do that. All right, family, I'm going to go ahead and get off this line. So I just want to say thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janina and Ingram. This was the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, and that's with Chastity A. Wells. I love it, love it, love it. Thank you, Chas. You are the bomb.com, Miss Diva. That's my diva sister, baby. I got an opportunity to put a face with the spirit and hug her. And I'm telling you, when you meet Chas, she is so beautiful. She is beautiful on her pictures, but even more beautiful in person. Those eyes just light up. She's so animated, and she's just one of the most beautiful people that you ever want to meet. I'm telling you, she had me smiling and laughing the whole time we were together. That's a diva, mama. All right, family, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you to choose love, family, and I also want to remind you, family, not to just dream, but to live your God-sized dream. Also, before we go, I want to ask you to send lots of love into Rose J. She is going through her health and experiencing in a health process, and she's getting better and better every day, and I want you to see her whole, perfect, and complete. And I'm asking you to send her love. I mean, send Rosa J doing it God's way each and every day. Lots of love, too. Happy birthday again, Jackie. We love you, Rosa. And Linda, girl, you are doing it. Doing it, doing it. All right. Have a great weekend, family. I'm not going to play no music. I'm just going to hang up. So let's just hang up, family. I'll see y'all on Monday.